This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Ty, the radio guide, Mitchell is here right alongside us, and we're ready to chat. We have a little dilemma. This is all my fault. But two of the callers that were first-time callers from last hour, Ingmar, who was on the road, talked to Congressman Kramer about the trucking regulations, as I recall. And also Rick in Minot. And I don't remember what Rick was calling about. Something to do with some legislation in Congress. We didn't get their numbers, and we need your telephone number so we can call you and get all the information to get you MyPillow. They need to know your T-shirt size because that determines what size pillow they send you. And then also your address, obviously, so we can send it to you. So, my bad on that.
If you get locked out of the hotel, then you have a big enough pillow to cover yourself up, or what?
Yeah, I don't get the whole T-shirt size thing, but I think it has to do if you, you know, you're
in
double XL, they get you a different size pillow. You know,
right. It makes sense.
Sizing the pillow to you is kind of what it's all about. So, anyway, Ingmar and Rick, if you could call us back so Manny can get you a number, that'd be great. Anybody else that calls in as a first-time caller, you've got a free pillow today. So a little fun Friday thing we're doing today. So call us at 800-228-0550 right now. We have one other little side contest going on. If you send us a screenshot of your phone and we're on your favorites, so, you know, where you put mom and dad and, you know, your hubby or wife, whatever, you know, the kids. Same play, right there on the favorites list, so we're sort of a one-touch call for you. Then, we're going to put you in a drawing for another MyPillow. Everybody that sends one of those in, and we have a bunch of those that have come in already today, too. You can text those to me at 701-367-2054, or text Todd, 701-226-8503.
We should both be in your favorites, though.
Exactly. Brought to you today by the Energy of North Dakota. We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. And today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making all of that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To learn more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. All right. What else? Well, I got a full bank of calls I should get to. I just had one text that I didn't get to last hour, and that was from a listener that wanted to know whether Congressman Kramer had heard our interview with ETP, is what they write in the text. They're referring to Energy Transfer Partners. I don't believe he did, given his schedule in Congress, but I wanted to know what you thought of it. I really enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to others. We're going to have a look back weekly on the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Not so much to look back, but to understand, to get the truth out, and also make sure some of the things that happened related to efforts to stop it never happen again. I mean, I can't write you a check so then you go break the law without being culpable myself, but that happened. In the whole effort. And so we really, so many different folks that have been touched. We wanted to start with the whole premise for the project. And I learned things yesterday and that were fascinating. So I hope you enjoyed that as well, and I appreciate the texture. The other thing I wanted to do is give a shout-out to somebody that I met yesterday in Minot at the Visit Minot Convention and Visitors Bureau annual meeting. And thanks to Phyllis Burkhardt and Chad Thompson and Gerald Royce and Joel Feist and all the folks up there yesterday. Gerald Royce gave the invocation from Bethany Lutheran Church. A nice job. But Got to meet all those good folks yesterday, but Phyllis and Chad and Joel from the leadership of the CVB. Enjoyed my time very much, and I met a World War II hero. And, you know, folks have heard me talk about Leo McCulkey, who passed away recently, a gunner from, I think it was Mandan, but had lived in Minot a number of years. Just passed away recently. His funeral was actually end of last month. So I love meeting World War II heroes. There's not many left. So we need to take the time to find them and say hello. And here's an opportunity for you to do that. John Sinn, he was a combat engineer. 1942, I think he told me like spring of 42 through late 45. He was over in Europe and also Czechoslovakia. But here's the favorite part of the story now. So John, as I think they said, 92, 3, 4, somewhere in the neighborhood, mid-90s. He volunteers every day at the visitor center at the Scandinavian Heritage Park in Minot. So if you have not thanked a World War II veteran lately, make a point to stop. There's a neat visitor center and park anyway. I've been there. I like it. The little tour of, you know, all the little things they have there. But stop and say hi to John and say thanks for your service and get a chance to meet a hero. And if there's any other World War II heroes out there that deserve a shout-out, anytime, any place, we'd love to give them a shout-out. We really would right here on the program. John in Williston's a first-time caller. What's on your mind, John?
Yes, I just wanted to find out from the congressman why more Republicans are not standing up and asking the question, who's starting all this violence? Why isn't the FBI investigating this? It's got to cost these cities hundreds of thousands of dollars. It just seems like the people like Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer, they get away with saying whatever. Elizabeth Warren, I just don't understand why they don't call them out basically every time they get a chance in front of a microphone or talk to someone.
And you're talking about what was happening at Berkeley as an example? That kind of protest?
Chicago, when Trump was trying to do a rally there.
Yeah.
You know, it's been going on for a long time. It didn't just start happening. But they not only condone it, they promote it.
Yeah, and we're talking about free speech. We're talking about trying to stymie free speech and prevent it from happening and turn those events into violence. It is worthy of. I agree with you. And by the way, I think there's some orchestrated things behind it that I don't know why we don't dig a little more. So like I said earlier, I can't pay you, John, to go break the law without being culpable myself. So that's happening. And, you know, it happened with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and all these camps. 99% of the people were not from here. They were from somewhere else. Who were they funded by? All the different groups. And,
right. And I get put out there where it's the tribe doing this, and reality is 9 out of 10 cars were from some other state.
I believe one of the reasons it's not investigated is because politically it'd be a little treacherous for Congress to do that, right? To look like, oh, we're just investigating this because it's folks that are trying to shut down, you know, Ann Coulter or Charles Murray at Berkeley, or it's, you know, the Donald Trump thing. But I don't care what it looks like politically. I care about getting to the truth. That's what they ought to worry about. But it's a good question. We will make a note of it for next time that Congressman Kramer is on, for sure. John, appreciate the call, and I'm going to put you on hold just in case we don't have your address yet. Need to get that to send you the MyPillow, your first-time caller. As is Marjorie and Stanley, what's on your mind?
Okay. I'm concerned about the price of health care. I mean, I know a lot of people that won't go to the doctor because it costs them too much. They've got so-called insurance, but the deductibles are so high that they basically don't have insurance. And I know I had gone to a doctor, and they charged me a rate. And next time I come in for a follow-up, their price was double, and they actually didn't do as much as they did the first time I was in there.
What do you think would bring down healthcare costs? What's the fix, do you believe?
Allow the insurance companies to be sold, you know, insurance sold across borders and have some competition rather than letting one or two companies control everything, and then nobody else can compete against them.
But that would bring down the cost of insurance, not necessarily health care, wouldn't it?
Well, that won't. It'll bring down the cost of insurance, but then you'd have competition on how much the doctors and the hospitals and stuff can charge, too.
See, I think we're responsible for the cost of health care. I think the way health care is funded, where, okay, I have an insurance policy, and I pay one deductible, and which, by the way, they're going up, and so those are getting less affordable. But the system that says, okay, I pay my deductible, and I'm done, means I go to the doctor wanting it all. If I've got a hangnail, I want an MRI. And I think that we're wired that way, and therefore things cost more, and then we end up paying more. I think we've been partially responsible for the cost. It's my take, but you know, I'm with you on the overall sentiment of wanting to bring costs down. Hang on, Marjorie. We'll finish this on the other side of the break, and we'll get to Peggy and Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Continue. The Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gast of Valley City. With soybean season upon us, NDSU agronomists provide some points on what to consider before planting. In a 2015 soybean survey, fields with iron deficiency chlorosis issues had 3.1 bushel lower yield than fields without chlorosis. It is critical to pick the correct tolerant to chlorosis varieties. If soybean cyst nematodes have been found in fields, it is essential to select cyst-tolerant varieties. Select a high-yielding variety with the appropriate maturity group. Research has shown seeding 155,000 to 165,000 seeds per acre provide the highest yields. NDSU recommends to aim at 150,000 established plants per acre. Seeding soybean with 7 to 22-inch row spacing will have higher yield potential compared with 30-inch row spacing. Planting soybean before mid-May, if conditions are favorable, may provide higher soybean yields.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Texter says, hey, I'm just wondering, when will you be giving my pillows to third-time callers? First-time callers today, and what about third-time callers? Well, maybe on another day. The idea is once you're a first-time caller, then you become a second, third, fourth, and fifth. And, you know, we love our callers. We love our listeners. So glad to have you out there. Thank you so much. Did you know the coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, but $1 billion in personal income, but $3.4 billion in economic impact? $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. And a new poll found that North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure that energy future is secure and to protect our economy as well. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low, ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity we need when we need it. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online at secureenergyfuture.org. All right, just finishing here with Marjorie and Stanley on health care costs. Any other ideas that could bring the cost down, Marjorie?
I know there's a shortage of nurses, but a lot of these people that don't take responsibility for anything themselves. Like I said, if you got a hangnail or you're getting the sniffles, you run to the doctor. Well, that ties up the doctor's time. Where if they had a different layer of care, then they wouldn't have the MRIs and all this stuff. Because I talked to one doctor and I asked him. I said, now when they advertise drugs on TV and that, how many people come in telling them what kind of prescription they should have? And she said about 85%. Before I even have a chance to diagnose them, they want this pill. And so sometimes they have to go ahead and do these extra tests to protect themselves because, you know, if they're going to argue about, I want this pill, and the doctor doesn't know whether they really need it or not, but they're not satisfied unless they get prescribed something.
That's where tort reform would help in a big way, too, to say, you can't do that. You can't. I mean, how many dollars every time you pay a bill to a healthcare facility are for an insurance premium based on a sue happy society? You know, there's another big fix right there as well. But of course, the lawyers absolutely control a huge part of the levers in Congress, and that never seems to happen. Appreciate your call so much, Marjorie. Thank you. But I hear you, and I think a lot of people in our audience would agree with you. Healthcare costs got to come down. Peggy in Bismarck here next. Another first time caller. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to say that I wish people would let President Trump, give him a chance, instead of criticizing him from the day one or even before he was president, sworn into office, they started criticizing him. You know, we've always given the presidents a little bit of a chance to show us what they can do, but we're not letting anybody do that with President Trump. And I think he has this, we should give him the same courtesy that we give all our other presidents.
Do you think he is a bigger target? Do you think he's not given some of the other opportunities to sort of get his sea legs under him and get a plan rolled out? I mean, there's an extra special target on Trump, do you believe?
Oh, yes. I think because he's basically, he was a, he's a billionaire in his own right, and so everybody's kind of, why should he get all this, free stuff? Well, not free, advertisements and stuff like that, and even his family is getting hit up on. Leave him alone. Let him do what he can do. And if he doesn't do a good enough job, we'll have 4 years and we can always vote him out. But, give him a chance, for heaven's sake.
Interesting points. I think, all these folks that are looking at the first 100 days, the only thing that I would look at and say, that could have been better, are a result of a group of folks that haven't done this forever, which, again, I think is a breath of fresh air. I'm glad that they're in there, new to this, and that some of it is a little bit clunky because that's why we voted for the guy. So good points, Marjorie. Appreciate the call. Keith in Howard, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, good morning.
Likewise, good morning to you, Keith. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say that I'm glad that y'all have this program. I listen to y'all on iHeartRadio, and even though when I can't get you on the radio, I can get you on my phone. I wanted to talk about the tax that Trump was trying to get done, the tax thing. I agree with that. Cutting the taxes puts more money out there and creates jobs. I agree with that totally. There was just one thing that that concern me is earned income credit. From what I understand, that was used years ago in the 70s when it first came out to generate more money being spent to help stimulate the economy. But I think at this point, that's something that really needs to go.
Yeah, it's essentially an extension of the welfare program. The idea is that, you know, dollars that go back and, you know, people that don't pay taxes end up getting money back. Reagan enhanced the program. I think it did start under Carter. I think you're right. It was 70s era, but Reagan did enhance it. But, you know, it's another form of a hand up. There's no doubt about it. I mean, some things have to go. We've got to pick some things. So I'm certainly in agreement with you there, Keith, that it's at some point you just say, well, you know, if you just every time you add a program of a new idea just stays, eventually you'll be broke. It's one of the reasons we have $20 trillion in debt. Good points. Blake in Fargo, another first-time caller. Go ahead, Blake.
God, my name is Blake. I'm not sure you got that right. But my question has to relate to how come we're not hearing any prosecution of these Democrats, such as Desi Washman Schultz, Donna Brazile, and the Kramer guy that kept visiting the White House for voter fraud.
As long as you got a bunch of thieves.
A friend of yours, Todd, that stopped by the studio?
That was a call. I just came in. I didn't realize I had it up. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We had one caller on top of another. No, I hear you, Blake, and it's an issue that, in my mind, gets a little bit of attention right before and right after election, and then never again. Right? Never again. I mean, Al Franken is an example. Mark Dayton is an example, right, in Minnesota. Both that could use some additional scrutiny. Let me get one more in here. Kevin and Moore, another first-time caller. I hope you have their numbers here, and I'm not hanging up on these folks. If you haven't given Manny your number for your free MyPillow first-time callers, call us back. Kevin and Moore, 30 seconds. Go.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, my question for you is, I'm just curious what you guys think about if you think the president has kept his promises that he's made. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I don't. What promises has he not kept? For one, we're 100 days in. I haven't heard him say, "Okay, I'm not doing what I said I was going to do." So don't ever plan on me doing. You know, I don't hear that at all. I mean, not everything's done.
Yeah,
but he's only 100.
Frustrating. I mean, all these people are saying, "Oh, da 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 da," he hasn't done this, blah blah blah. The guy's made more progress in the 100 days in office than you know.
You're wise, Kevin. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Service Center is hiring. I'm telling you about that for some time, and I tell you, we are gratified to hear about all the folks who have connected with the Polar Service Center family to end up with fantastic careers, great company, great benefits, all of that. And most importantly, for a lot of our listeners, you know, you have some folks that might have been doing this line of work as a technician or welder in the tank trailer game, maybe, you know, in Illinois or Massachusetts or California, down in Texas, so they'd call and say, hey, did you hear this is what they're paying? You come home to North Dakota, all that great outdoor activity, all the fun things, and closer to grandma and grandpa or mom and dad. And that's worked out for a lot of folks. I want to give you a number in a moment here for Gary, the regional general manager for Polar Service Center. This is his cell phone number. So when I give this to you and you give this to someone you know that would be interested in one of these positions or are interested in yourself, you're talking to the boss. It's going to get you right into the queue. It really helps. Polar Service Center is America's largest tank trailer manufacturer. Number one, they manufacture these in Minnesota, and they have a network of service centers that service their tank trailers and many more. They have locations in Williston, Kildare, and Billings, Montana, and they're hiring right now. They are looking for folks that can do pretty much about anything you can imagine. Shop supervisors often something they're looking for, as an example, or, you know, again, welders, just about anything that you can imagine. If you have any kind of tank or trailer technician experience, then this job is for you, and the benefits are fantastic. They pay up to $32 an hour. Call Gary at 701-495-3592, 701-495-3592 to find out more about that opportunity for you at Polar Service Center. Well, today is the last day for a legend, really, in entrepreneurship in North Dakota. Bruce Jovic, a North Dakota native out of Crosby, North Dakota, has been part of the Center for Innovation, an entity that he was the inspiration behind, and has helped many, many entrepreneurs and done some good work on the campus of the University of North Dakota. Tommy Kenville, who is a rainmaker there at the Center for Innovation, a good friend of mine, has worked alongside for Bruce the last number of years as well. And these two fellows are joining us here today to talk about Bruce's last day and the Center for Innovation and look back a little and look ahead. Bruce, congratulations to you on your retirement, first of all.
Certainly. Thank you very much.
Tommy, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scotty. Great. It's a great day here. Bruce has built quite a place.
What are you most proud of as you sit at your desk for the final time today at the Center for Innovation at UND? What just overwhelms you as something you can't believe was accomplished there?
Well, I think
number one is the students and startups, right? You think about the there's nearly 1,000 startups between those that the entrepreneurs started across the state and the region, including Northwest Minnesota, and then there's approaching 160 to 200 student startups, and it's just amazing when I think, you know, it's one at a time, right? But how it adds up over that period of time. It's just amazing how it adds up.
And, of course, there's been some innovation in this area at the University of North Dakota for a lot of years. I've been a real pioneering force. You think about John Odegaard and the aerospace school and all the different spinoffs that have happened, sort of that Tom Clifford-esque, you know, a vision to be able to do it. But
Clifford was a patron saint of the center and aerospace and ERC and the four-year med school. And, I mean, he truly is, you know, he looked for the Mavericks on campus to go build something big. And you think all of them, including you could say the same thing with the hockey program, he was a patron saint of the things now that the university is best known for.
Yeah, really pillars of the university without question. And now there are more of these, I realize, at other places. But bring me back to when this idea was on the drawing board and kind of the start of, you know, what it is you wanted to do. What opportunities you wanted to bring students, Bruce?
Well, I worked for Earl Strindon from 81 to 84 for the 100th anniversary of the university. And during that fundraising, the folks that I was most interested in were the entrepreneurs that I met in North Dakota and Minnesota. And I had that aha moment. I said, that's what the university should do, is help do more entrepreneurship. And I was very lucky to be very close to Tom Clifford. And when we used to go to these parties, I would drive. He would bring in his office work into the car. We wouldn't talk hardly at all on the way to an event. And then we'd do the event and speak, and I have it all organized. The crowd built up everything else. But then we had all this windshield time on the way back, and I started telling him about, hey, the university should get into entrepreneurship, and he challenged me to think this through, and then he asked me to do a pro forma, and then he said, I'll give you $20,000 to start it up, but then you have to go find some alumni support, and I got 15 alumni who are entrepreneurs to do $5,000 a year for 5 years, and that's how we started the center in 1984. So it's because I had that wonderful windshield time with the leader of the university. And he was not afraid to do something new, and that's, you know, there's only three programs around the country, one at MIT, one at Carnegie Mellon, and one at Wichita State. And interesting, two of those three had North Dakota connections. Fran Jabara attended UND during World War II for 1 year in accounting, and he ended up in Wichita. And Dwight Bauman was an NDSU graduate, and he had started the program at Carnegie Mellon.
Amazing. Hey, go ahead, Tommy.
Scott, you know, we had our last staff meeting with Bruce today, and we told a lot of fun stories, but like Bruce said, he built it on bootstrapping and finding a way, and he told the staff about how I got him a used computer so he could have his first laptop, and, you know, I forgot about that because I was working somewhere else, but we duct taped this thing together, and now it's one of the best in the country. We've got a great staff here of 8 to 10 hardworking people, and we're looking forward to a bright future, and we'll always have Bruce as an uncle around somewhere if we have questions, you know.
Is that an Uncle Tommy or a godfather?
Godfather sounds illegal, though.
Yeah, with the goal of ultimately being a patron saint, as you say, like President Clifford is for sure. But when you were selling President Clifford on the idea of entrepreneurship, What was the genesis of the idea? Was it to say, hey, you know, we're a great liberal arts college, but we want to give them the next level of courses specifically on kids that want to go into business? What was missing in education at that time?
Well, in 1984, entrepreneurship was not, there was only 12 universities that had even a course in entrepreneurship then. It was part of our research, and those three entrepreneur outreach centers were venture development centers. And really what it was is trying to say we should make entrepreneurship a profession. And based it around innovation, which the economy needs, and entrepreneurship. And entrepreneurship, now, you know, entrepreneurship is sort of, it's important in all economic development. But back then, it was all smokestack chasing and getting branch offices of large companies. It all had to be very corporate. And it was all very corporate driven. And so we would change the culture, right? And that's what it was all about. But it was really about making innovation and entrepreneurship a part of the campus culture and making it a profession. In the early stages of making entrepreneurship a profession.
Scott, I think one of the biggest things that Bruce's legacy, though, is, as you know, and you've started businesses, every business needs capital. And Bruce, to figure out Dakota Venture Group, to get a donor, that supported that, and that's turned into now hundreds of young men and women understand equity, and they're in their 20s. They understand how to value businesses. We get people coming in every day that need money. It's an area I specialize in, but I think that's one of the marquee things that Bruce had the vision for 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, and I do remember the time that I decided that I too wanted to get into business and do some radio stations, and sat down with Bruce, and he makes you think, puts you through your paces and all kinds of things. But I love the fact that there, okay, you mentioned, Tommy, the access to capital as an example. Extremely important. You need to have it. Where am I going to get it and everything else? Obviously the actual entrepreneurship lessons and courses and everything itself. But how many businesses have actually started right there that you've been like an incubator for as part of the Center for Innovation, Bruce?
Well, the incubator, we're approaching 300 companies that have come through the incubator out of that 800 plus that we've helped start. So, I mean, the incubator has certainly been a vital part, but a lot of companies also started without the incubator. But almost all the student entrepreneurs, of course, came to the incubator, so that's another 160 you can add to that top as well. But, you know, and it is, so incubation is important because that's where you build community and ecosystem, and entrepreneurs want to learn from each other. You know, how did you solve this problem? Who do you know that did that? Do you know a good vendor? You know, and say, I need an introduction. Do you know somebody who can get us an introduction too? That kind of access and networks and ecosystem and support is very important. Because being an entrepreneur is a lonely life. You know, you have a lot of family members and everything else who think, hey, it's too risky, it's too uncertain, why are you doing that? So you want to be around some people who say, hey, that's a great idea. That's a wonderful opportunity. Let's go do it. And so it's very important, you know, to get over the naysayers and to get over the folks, the doubters, to be around a positive influence that gives you encouragement. Because it's tough work.
So, Tommy, what would you say, you know, as you look back at all the things that Bruce has done, would be, you know, some of his greatest skill sets, the connector. You just mentioned, you know, who do you know, and sort of being able to have that discussion. I mean, is there someone with a bigger Rolodex in North Dakota? I haven't found him yet, I don't think. Tommy, how about you?
No, I would say that's number one. I'm Bruce like that way too, but nowhere near to his level. And what I always liked is it didn't matter if you're a multimillionaire or a broke kid or somebody that just lost a job. You're getting the same treatment from Bruce. And that's key because he taught us, all his staff, to do the same thing. And, you know, like we focused, Bruce and I have been on the leading edge of the drones. You know, other people have come and gone. Him and I have been there for 10 years. Well, now we have 20-some companies in the center, some of them finally making money, big-name companies, startups, all the above. You know, one of my companies has hired 6 kids that just graduated from UND Aerospace and drones. That's the name of the game to diversify our economy. And Bruce reinvented the center many times. You know, he had to. The entrepreneurial way when things got tough in one area or another. And so we've got a great place with multiple sources of income. We have to, you know, grow off that. And I worked at another place that lost their leader, Odegaard, and everybody thought, oh, what's going to happen? Well, everybody rolls up their sleeves and we figure it out and go forward. And Bruce has left us in a lot better position. And it's very exciting to see the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month. His party was over the top of politicians and former students and guests. So it's just really cool. I look at it, as Bruce has mentioned, it's a graduation to something new. It's fun. He's left a great, great legacy here. And we'll carry it on, you know.
Take a short break and come back with more of our conversation. By the way, if you have a question or comment for Bruce or Tommy, they're certainly welcome. We have a caller from Crosby, North Dakota, the hometown for Bruce coming up here. So that'll be a little bit of a surprise. Any others, welcome at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number for What's On Your Mind. Chatting with Bruce Jobing on his final day as head of the Center for Innovation at UND, the founder of that organization, the CEO, and also Tommy Kinville with us today on the program as well. And I want Bruce, when we come back, also to talk a little bit about North Dakota and the genius of our great state. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm talking with Jolene today from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Herman Miller is synonymous with quality, but it sounds expensive. Jolene, who could afford it?
Well, quality is affordable with programs such as the Small and Medium Business Program from Herman Miller. It's for small and medium business-sized companies under 150 white-collar employees, created to empower small and medium business to think bigger.
That sounds like a great opportunity. What more can you tell me about this program?
Well, it's attainable. There's deep discounts on special offering of products with financing options available. Scalability for when you need flexibility and options for growth and change. It's reliable with the industry-leading warranty, 12 years on almost all products, including parts and labor. Attainable, it's easy to buy with a full catalog of products that can be customized. Expansive with special product offering capable of creating full office environments. It's guaranteed on-time delivery and free shipping. We also have a free tri-chair program.
All right, tell me about that free tri-chair program.
Well, we all know it's hard to decide what kind of chair will fit and work best for you, so we have the tri-chair program through Herman Miller available. If you stop into our office, we will go over a few chair options based on your needs, have you sit in a few chairs to get a feel for what you like, and then let you bring a chair to your workplace or home office to try out for a week. With a small and medium business contract from Herman Miller and InterOffice, you work with an expert for free space planning and design services from consultation through installation. We provide solutions, resources, and support for high-performing office.
To find out more, give the team a call at InterOffice Furniture and Design downtown Fargo or go online at InterOfficeFargo.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
USA, helping America feel better. Find them in Bismarck. Find them in Bemidji. You can everywhere in between. Beautiful location in Valley City going up. Saw that yesterday. Signs up now, and it is coming together nicely. So a lot of locations. Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, and, of course, north, south. And it's a great spot. Now the Valley Dairy family in Grand Forks, part of the PetroServe USA family, helping America feel better. All right, chatting in our final segment here on What's On Your Mind for this Friday with Bruce Jovig, the founder and CEO of the University of North Dakota Center for Innovation. It's his last day today. Tommy Kinville has worked alongside with him a few years there as well. Rainmaker at the Center for Innovation, both joining us to reflect a little on this entity and the time Bruce has had there, and also what the future looks like. Let's go to Crosby, North Dakota, with a question for Bruce or a comment. Myron, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, Bruce probably got a little nervous when he found out it was me that was calling. But I just want to tell Bruce, congratulations on your retirement.
Well, thank you very much, Myron.
And I was wondering, are you coming up for the reunion this summer?
I am thinking about it. I've tentatively got it planned. But I will be up also for Memorial Day. I always come up Memorial Day to take care of my parents' and grandparents' graves up there. So I will be up there for sure at the end of May in a month. And then I plan to be there for the reunion. I'm staying tentative. I haven't got my place to stay yet. I got to figure that out.
Oh, I see. Well, I just saw it call and give you some congrats on your retirement. And a job well done now down there at UND.
I got my start at Crosby, good school system, great parents, good friends and neighbors. So, yep, Crosby is always close to my heart.
And go ahead, Myron, sorry.
The Maroons.
The Maroons.
The Viking Maroons.
There you go.
You know, Bruce, I did the voice of the Maroons for 34 years, so.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you did. Yeah.
Myron, thanks for your call today. I understand you two are classmates.
We are classmates. Absolutely, you know. Myron. Yep.
So how did that?
And there was only 62 of us, so it was not a big class.
How did it form you? How did growing up in Crosby, going to school in Crosby, that small town North Dakota upbringing, what from that stays with you to this day?
Like so many, I mean, it was. You know, your life, you started working. I started working. I was 8 years old, milking cows. I was driving equipment when I was nine, you know, and that is working. So you think anything's possible, right? And you know, and it's such a supporting community of the Norwegian Americans who all believed in education. So everyone was always asking, you know, what are you going to do? And where are you going to go to college? There was always this fantastic support, you know, to have an education, to work hard. And you know, and that took a genuine interest in you. And we joke, you know, if you did something wrong, news got home before you did. But it's also the truth, you know, because it was such a good community and with wonderful people. And it was a wide network of people. And that's really where I learned hard work. It's where I learned how important of education and information was. It's where I learned how important community relationships and networks were. And so that's just a fantastic environment, and the farm really teaches you self-reliance. You know, when you're 4 or 5 miles from the farm, you got a tractor there. Something goes wrong, you got to figure out how to solve the problem. And, you know,
you don't,
going home isn't an option.
You don't know that when it's happening. You don't know it a few years after. I mean, when you get a chance to reflect upon retirement, maybe you start thinking about stuff like that, as you obviously are. But I think everything you just described there is exactly why North Dakotans can really do anything they want. You know, they just recognize that skill set, way of life just puts in you, in your DNA, an ability to do pretty much anything you want to do if you recognize, how that can be used.
And they really just believed that if you worked hard enough and long enough, you could do anything you wanted to do. I mean, it never not occurred to me that I couldn't be top of my field right here from North Dakota. And so I'd be able to do that.
Tommy, anything else you want to say or let you guys go?
Yeah, I mean, the legacy will carry on forever. And Bruce is such, I mean, I can remember going to cities where he'd send me and he says, well, go to this town and then work on the equity. And then if they're not at this meeting, go find this guy. He knows what's going on around the town. And so Bruce's, as you mentioned earlier, his network is from high school kids to super seniors at 90, but he has friends everywhere. He doesn't make many enemies, and he just works hard, and he's taught us that here. And we've made a big difference on this state. I mean, you can't really measure it in cash. You measure it in successful people or hardworking people. And Bruce has touched them from NDSU to government agencies, you name it. He invented a lot of the programs that our state uses today. So very exciting to go forward. Exciting to work with Bruce on new relationships, but on new deals. I don't think a lot of that will change. And it's just been a real pleasure to work with him.
Bruce, thank you. Thank you for all you've done for that great university and also for the Center for Innovation and the genius behind that and for so many that have come through those doors.
You bet, Scott. And I'm considering this more of a graduation than a retirement. It just took me 33 years to graduate from UND. So now that I'm finally graduated, the average can come down. And I have the great advantage of being able to use Social Security to pay off my student loans.
Well, go to it, and thanks for all you've done, and no doubt we'll continue to do for a great state and a great university. Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoyed the conversation. Take care.
Thank you, Scott.
Fun way to end a Friday, recognizing someone that's done some good for a lot of good folks all throughout our great state. Bruce Jovig and Tony Kenville from the Center for Innovation. All right, my friends, God bless you one and all. We'll see you Monday right here, okay? Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Coming May 12th and 13th to Mesa's Pepsi Arena, music stars and classic cars at the Hop Rock and Roll Festival is happening with Friday night performances by Chubby Checker, Johnny Tillotson,
Earth Angel,
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. And Saturday performances by Brian Hyland. Joey D and the Starlighters. And Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. For ticket information, visit Minot.org, MinotaurusHockey.com online, or any marketplace location. For all other information, check out Music Stars and Classic Cars on Facebook. Every little boy and
girl. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you, or you make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.